Daily operations in manufacturing workplaces require people to perform highly skilled tasks, such as operating heavy machinery and handling hazardous materials. To maintain workplace safety and operational efficiency, manufacturers must ensure that employees are fit for duty. This article explores the concepts of impairment and fitness for duty, their impact on workplace safety, and strategies for developing effective policies to address these issues. What is fit for duty? Fit for duty or fit for work means that an individual is able to do their tasks safely and to an acceptable level for a time period such as a day or for the duration of a task. Note that fit to work relates to medical fitness, usually after an illness or injury. What is impairment? Impairment means that physical or behavioral changes are affecting an individual's ability to work safely, for example, compromised judgment and decision-making. Extended breaks, arriving late and leaving early may arouse suspicion of impairment. Decreased motor coordination, reaction time, and sensory perception. Falling, slowed reactions, and staggering are all actions that can be associated with impairment. Mood swings are personality changes. Nervousness and confusion are behaviors that could be attributed to impairment. What causes impairment? Impairment isn't limited to substance abuse. Fatigue and stress can also cause significant impairment. Causes of impairment include the following: medical conditions such as seizures or unexplained unconsciousness, prescription or non-prescription drugs including cold medication or pain relievers, substances such as cannabis and alcohol, fatigue, which can be mental and physical, and can be caused by shift work or seasonal time changes, mental health, including depression and anxiety, temporary, situational stressors such as grief or financial problems. How can employers minimize impairment risks? To provide a safe workplace and prevent impairment incidents, manufacturers should implement and apply comprehensive fit-for-duty impairment policies that cover these elements. Definitions. What does fit for duty mean for your employees? What is acceptable behavior and level of safety performance? Reporting procedures. Establish protocols of what employees and supervisors should do if they recognize signs of impairment. Include steps for individuals to take if they are impaired. Training programs. Ensure that supervisors and employees understand your fit for duty and impairment policy, and learn to recognize possible signs of impairment. A fit for duty and impairment policy is essential to maintain workplace safety. Addressing fatigue and other factors that affect fitness for duty not only protects workers but also enhances overall operational efficiency. Sources. What is meant by fit for work? Impairment in the workplace.